This evening we come to the close of these meditations in the new creation in Christ Jesus.
今天晚上我们要结束这个在基督里新造的这个题目。
And we shall take the letter to the Colossians.
我们要起头先看哥罗西书。
And then if we have time, just say a very brief word about the Thessalonians.
如果有时间我们用简单的话语讲一点帖撒罗尼迦书。
Before we come to this letter to the Colossians,
我们还没有看哥罗西书之前
Let me remind you that this is one of the letters that the apostle wrote in his prison in Rome.
各位要记得这本书是他在罗马的监牢里所写的。
And I think that is a very wonderful thing.
我觉得这是一件很特别的事情。
Paul did not know but that all his work was coming to an end.
他不知道他的工作差不多将要到一个段落了。
He was no longer free to travel about visiting the churches.
他也不能再自由到各地去看望各地的教会。
And he did not know but that any day the sentence of death would be passed upon him.
他也不知道有一天那死的判决在他的身上要发生的。
He might have been a very sad man.
如果他知道恐怕他会觉得他觉得很痛苦。
He might have been occupied with his own troubles.
他恐怕就一直在那里顾念到他自己的难处。
He might just have been thinking about himself.
他可能在那里一直地想到他的自己。
But we find him writing these wonderful letters.
但是我们读到他这几封奇妙的书信。
And in these letters, he was moving over the greatest distances of spiritual life.
在这几本书信里面他写到关乎他树林的许多的树林的经历。
The very greatest things that have ever been given to the church came from him at that time.
就是在这种在监牢里的情形他把他过去是没有写给教会的那些顶特别的经历或者话语这个时候他写给 这几个地方的教会。
The reason why I mentioned that is this.
我提到这件事原因是这样。
The best way of getting free from our own trouble is to be occupied with the great things of Christ.
我们要脱离我们自己的难处我们就是要多注意到主基督耶稣他自己。
So Paul went right back to the beginning.
所以当他起头写这个书信的时候
And before the beginning of the world.
他也写到是没有在这个创立世界之前
And then moved on through all time.
那么一直这个时间一直下来
And into the ages to come.
一直到第二个勇士。
And as he thought about the great things of God,
他一直在那里想神一方面那个大的事情。
He was delivered from all his own personal troubles.
他这样想到神大事他就自己的那个困难就得着拯救。
This man was really in spirit, not in prison at all.
这一位使徒他实在是在灵里面并不是在监牢里面。
His body was in prison.
他的身体是在监牢。
But his spirit was free.
但是他的灵是自由的。
Because he was occupied with the greatness of the Lord Jesus.
因为他里面都是充满了基督的伟大。
I think that is a great lesson for us.
我想借给我们一个很大的功课。
If ever we are tempted to be occupied with our own troubles,
什么时候我们在那里一直注意我们自己的难处？
The way of salvation is to think about the greatness of Christ.
拯救的路就是多多想念到基督的伟大。
So we come to this letter to the Colossians.
所以我们现在看哥罗西书。
And we find it full of the thoughts of the new creation.
这本书是完全充满了新创造的思想。
Paul takes us right back to the first creation.
保罗把我们带到头一个创造里。
And as we have said, he takes us before the first creation.
他并且带我们到这个头一个创造的以前的时候。
And shows us the thoughts of God before the world was.
他就把神在创立世界以前的神心里的意思告诉我们。
And that all the thoughts of God were concerning his son, the Lord Jesus.
他给我们看见神的心里的思想就是关乎他永远的儿子主耶稣基督。
Now we look at the letter.
我们现在看看这本书。
We've got this word creation in the first chapter and the 15th verse.
这个创造在第一章第十五节。
Speaking of the Lord Jesus, the apostle says this.
关乎他的儿子使徒是这样说，
Who is the image of the invisible God?
爱子是那不能看见的神的像。
The firstborn of all creation.
是首生的，是在一切被创造的之先。
That is the beginning of the creation.
这就是创造的开头。
Jesus is said to be the firstborn of all creation.
说到基督是在一切被造以先的一个首生的。
Now we look at what Paul says here about Christ as the firstborn of all creation.
看看保罗怎么说到基督是在一切被造以先的那个首生的。
There is the little word which begins verse 16, for in him.
这里有两个小字，十六节这里开头就说因为为他。
He is the firstborn of all creation, for in him were all things created.
他是在一些被造的以先的一个首生的。
Now you need to look very closely at the word.
你要很注意地看这些话。
For very little words are very big words.
有的时候小的字就是一个很大的字。
The first statement is that in him were all things created.
这里说万有都是靠他创造的。原文是说都是在他里面创造的。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that God created nothing outside of the Lord Jesus.
意思就是说神在基督之外并没有创造什么。
That Jesus was the sphere of all God's creation.
基督是所有造物的范围。
That God summed up all things in Christ.
神是把所有的东西都包裹在基督里面。
That is the very first thing that is said about the creation.
所以这里是头一件事讲到这个创造的事情。你的弟兄把那个窗门关。
Very little things can upset very big things.
有的时候，很小的事也会搅扰我们的大的事情。
Now I hope you've got hold of that very little word.
我现在盼望你们能够注意这个小的字眼。
In Him were all things created.
万有都是在他里面创造的。
When you say all things, you cannot leave anything out.
当我们讲到万有的时候，你不能把什么东西放在这个万有之外。
In this first chapter, that phrase, all things, occurs 6 times.
在这样的字眼，在头一章啊，就提到6次。
And all things just means all things.
讲的万有就是万有。
God created nothing that was to be outside of His Son, Jesus Christ.
神在他的儿子基督之外没有创造别的。
God never saw anything.
神在基督之外也看不见任何的东西。
In God's intention, Christ was to be all and in all.
在神里面的心意就是要基督，他一种的地位就是他在万有里，他是万有，他也在万有里。
So that God created all things in Christ.
所以神在基督里面创造万有。
And then the same verse 16,
从一节圣经这里又说
says that through him all things were created.
就说借着他万有也被造。
He was not only the sphere of all the creation.
他不只是万有在他里面那个范围里面被造。
But he was the instrument of all creation.
并且他也是创造万有的一种的工具。
The Father used the Son for the creation of all things.
神借着他的儿子，就是为着万有而有万有。
The Father's instrument in creating all things was his Son.
神所用的工具，就是借着他的儿子来创造万物。
The Apostle John tells us that nothing was made without him.
约翰说，如果没有子，没有一件东西能够被创造出来的。
All things were made by him, says John, and without him nothing was made.
约翰说，一切都是借着他造的，如果没有他的话，没有什么东西可以被创造。
So that God's Son was the maker of all things.
所以神的儿子是万有的创造者。
Then the verse says another thing.
那么这里还有讲另外一件事。
In him were all things created.
因他万一切都是因着他而创造的。
And through him,
并且借着他。
And then unto him,
并且也归给他。
He was the object of all created things.
他是说万有被造的万有的一个目的。
All the things that God created were to be given to his Son.
神所创造的一切都是要给他的儿子的。
God created all things by Jesus Christ for his Son's inheritance.
神是借着他的儿子来创造一切，这一切也是做他儿子的产业。
And then another statement is made.
这里还有一件事他提及的。
In him all things hold together.
万有就是靠他而立的。
That is a very difficult thing to understand.
这件事也是我们很难领会的。
But if we put it round the other way, it means this.
我们如果换一种的说法是这样说。
If you take the Son of God out of the creation will go to pieces.
就是说如果把基督从万有里拿出来的话分出来的话万有都要变成都破的同罪。
There is no reason at all why the creation should hold together when Jesus is put out of it.
如果基督一拿掉的话那个万有就没有法子存在。
Now we have two illustrations of that in the New Testament.
我们在新约有两方面来解释的。
When they crucified God's Son,
当他们把主耶稣钉，把神的儿子钉在十字架的时候。
When he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit.
我们的主就说，父啊，我把我的灵交在你的手里。
When he bowed his head and died.
当他低下头来，他就死了。
We are told, but there was darkness over the face of the earth until the ninth hour.
我们就圣经告诉我们在第九点的时候天地就黑暗了。
That was the time when it ought to have been most light.
在那个时候应该是光最多的时候。
But there was complete darkness over the face of the earth.
那个时候天地黑暗。
It is as though the Son said, when you destroy God's Son, there is no further purpose for me to shine.
意思就是说你把神的儿子就是把我如果取消掉的话就是说叫我没有什么可以照耀出来了。
All things were created for him.
一切的被造之物都是为着他的。
All things hold together in him.
万有也是靠着他而立的。
Destroy him and you destroy the very unity of the creation.
如果把这一个人把他取消掉那么整个宇宙的东西也差不多都抹杀掉。
And then we are told that at that time there was a great earthquake.
并且圣经也说在那个时候地就大大的震动。
It is as though the very earth said, put out the Son of God and there is no reason for the earth to continue.
这样好像地也在那里发出声音说你如果把神的儿子拿掉的话地的存在就是没有什么意义了。
You see, both the heaven and the earth was in a state of distress.
你看见没有在这里天和地都在那里表示极大的痛苦。
It was as though heaven and earth were saying the very purpose of our existence has been destroyed.
这天地在那里好像也申报说那应该存在在宇宙中的一位他已经被除掉。
Because in him all things hold together.
因为在他里面万有就靠他而存在。
Put him out and nothing holds together.
如果把它除掉的话没有一个东西能够存在。
Now how true that is in the new creation.
在新造里面这件事也是非常的实在。
Why are things as they are today in the world?
这个世界为什么缘故有这种的情形呢？
No one will ever say that this world is in a state of unity.
没有一个人能说这个地球是一个和谐的一种的情形。
The whole world is in a state of discord and disintegration.
这个世界的情形整个都是不和谐的，都是在那里零零落落。
And what is true of the whole world is true of every man.
这件事在全世界同样是实实在在的，在每一个人的身上也是实实在在。
We know that as unconverted men and women, we are not a unity in ourselves.
我们知道我们没有得救以前，我们并不是一致合而为一的。
We are a confusion.
我们是混乱那种情形。
We are a contradiction.
我们是矛盾的。
We are a division.
我们也是分开的。
We are not one, we are two, more than two people in one.
我们并不是一个合成一个的，是零零落落，散开很多的单位。
There is civil war in our nature.
在我们的天性，就是一种的内乱的情形。
There is no harmony or unity in us.
在我们的里面完全失去那个和谐了。
But when we are born again, a great change takes place.
当我们重生以后，我们的心情就有大大的改变。
And peace comes into our heart.
平安就进入我们的心灵。
We feel that the war has come to an end.
我们就觉得征战好像被结束了。
We become one person.
我们变成一个人了。
With one heart and one mind and one will.
我们就一心一意了。
We are now united in the Son of God.
我们现在在基督里面合成一个了。
But why is all this state in the world and in man?
为什么缘故在世界在人里有那样的情形呢？
This state of disruption and discord.
在世界里有许多矛盾的混乱的情形。
It is because God's Son has not got his place.
因为神的儿子在世界里没有正当的地位。
The real purpose of the creation has not been given his place.
就是神这个在他的创造里那真实的目的并没有存在的地位。
What I was saying the other evening is so true.
有一天晚上说的也是这样。
As people who are not in Christ, we belong to all kinds of nations.
我们如果我们不在基督里面成为一个的时候，其实有种族的国家的分别。
There are all those national differences.
有许多国家的分别。
We speak of one another as belonging to this nation and that nation.
我说是属这一个国，你说是属那一个国。
But when we are in Christ, we forget all about that.
当我们在基督里的时候，这些事不同我们都忘记了。
We don't talk about one another as belonging to a certain nation.
我们在主里谈话的时候，并不说我属哪一个国，你说哪一个国。
All these national and international problems are solved in Christ.
这个国际的分别，或者是这个万国的各种的不同的地方，在基督里面都解决了。
It is just very wonderful.
这是非常的奇妙一件事。
I have known in some of our conferences in London, 18 different nationalities to be represented.
有的时候我们在伦敦有特别的聚会的时候，差不多有18国的代表的。弟兄姊妹参加，也有英国的、美国的、德国的、法国的
，French、Swiss、Dutch，
还有这个瑞典人，还有这个别国的人
，Indian and Chinese，
还有印度人，也有中国人
，Egyptian，
还有埃及人
，and others， 18 different nationalities，
以及有18国不同的国家。
And we thought nothing about it.
我们好像都忘记了这些。
We were all together as though we all belong to one nation.
我们的好像说都是属于一个国家的一样。
It was a time of wonderful fellowship.
我们有一个很奇妙的交通。
All the problems of the United Nations were solved.
所有这个各国的分别都没有了。
And that's how it is in the new creation.
这就是新造的一种的情形。
In him, all things hold together.
万有是靠着他而立的。
These nationalities which can never hold together outside of Christ do hold together in him.
本来在基督之外，这些国际的分别没有法子合一的，但是在基督里面就合为一了。
And all the other things which in the old creation are disrupted are brought together in Christ.
所有旧照的都已经解决了，取消掉了，所有都带进到基督里面去。
It is always good to be able to prove the scripture to be true.
我们在许多的事情上，我们如果能够在我们的经历上来证实这个圣经是说的，这是很好一件事。
And in a very little way, this very gathering tonight proves the scriptures to be true.
好像今天晚上我们这个短短一点的时间聚集在一起，就告诉我们说圣经是说的，是实在。
You see, on this earth, we belong to different nationalities.
好像我们在地上，我们这是有各国的分别。
And we speak different languages.
我们的话语也不同。
There are many other differences about us.
还有其他许多的不同的地方。
But tonight, we are all speaking one language.
但是今天晚上我们都是说一样的话。
We are speaking a language which we all understand.
我们说一种的话大家都能够理会。
It's the language of heaven.
这就是天上的话。
When we speak about the Lord Jesus, we all understand that.
我们讲到主耶稣，我们大家都明白。
And we are not thinking about ourselves as on this earth.
我们好像不是属乎世界的人。
We are here as one family.
我们好像是一个大的家庭。
The earthly differences don't count.
好像地上的这个所有的有什么分别，我们都不注意它，都算不得什么。
We are all one in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督里面成为一个。
So we are a testimony to this truth.
我们就是这个真理的见证人。
In Him, all things hold together.
在他里面都成为一个。
Now take Christ away from us.
如果基督从我们中间拿掉
，and see how long we'll hold together，
看看我们大家能够聚集在一起多久
？Not very long，
不会长久。
But this is the new creation，
这就是新造。
In Christ Jesus，
在基督里面的一个新造。
Now let us go on with this first chapter，
我们再看第一章所说的。
Verse 20，
在第二十节那里说。
And through him to reconcile all things unto himself.
所以借着他，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血，就成了和平。
Now let us go back over all these steps.
我们看看这里一步一步是怎样。
In him were all things created.
在他里面，万有就被创造了。
Then he is the sphere of all things.
以后就是他是一切造物的范围。
Through him were all things created.
借着他万有被造。
Then he is the instrument of the creation of all things.
他也是创造万有的那一个器具。
Unto him were all things created.
万有也都是归于他。
Therefore, he is the object of the creation of all things.
所以他是万有的总目的。
In him, all things hold together.
在他里面，万有都是靠他而立。
Then he is the unity of all things.
那么他就是万有的总归纳。
Now the fifth thing.
那第五件事呢？
Through him to reconcile all things.
借着他。就是万有都变成和谐了。
Therefore, he is the reconciler of all things.
他就是万有的和谐者、和平者。
There is a big space between the fourth and the fifth.
在这个第四和第五中间有一个很大的范围。
It is in that space that all things became disunited.
本来别万牛都是不能合得起来的。
The whole story of the entrance of sin.
就是因为罪进来。
And the disruption of the creation.
那么这个新创造这个头一次的创造就被破坏了。
So that all things went to pieces.
所以许多的东西都变成零零碎碎。
And then at number five, he comes in to restore.For all things.
那么他一进来，就叫这一切被破坏的都变成完整的。
through him to reconcile all things unto himself.
借着他把万有都成为和平和谐归于他自己。
The great story of redemption comes in there.
在这里就有这个救赎的故事就进来了。
Now what does all this amount to?
那么这些到底是什么？
Well, what is the purpose of this letter?
这个书信的目的是什么？
It is to set forth the absolute supremacy of the Lord Jesus.
这一本的书就给我们看见我们的主是在要在万有上绝对的居首位。
And that explains the new creation.
借着解释新创造到底是什么
The new creation is that in which the Lord Jesus has his place.
就是说在新创造里基督有他的地位
Has his place as the one who inherits all things.
他是有地位来承受万物
Has his place as the one who is the object of all things.
他有地位可以做万有的目的
As his place is the one who unites all things.
他有这个地位能够把所有的都合而为一
And has his place as the one who reconciles all things.
也借着他一个能够成就和平
When it is like that, then you have the new creation.
有了他我们才有新的创造
Or to use one phrase in this chapter,
在这一章我们可以用一句话来说
that in all things he might have the first place.
就是说使他在万有上居首位。
The new creation is that in which Jesus Christ has first place.
就是说在这个新道里就是基督他是居首位。
In all things, he might have the preeminence.
在一切的事上，唯有他是超过一切的。
Now there is a second part to this letter.
这一章这本书第二部分。
And that tells us that the church is the vessel of all this.
就是说教会就是这些事的器皿。
We are told in chapter 1 verse 18.
在第一章十八节这里说
He is the head of the body, the church.
他也是教会整个身体的首。
As head of the body, the church, and as having all things in himself,
他是教会全体的首，他也包括了万有。
He holds all things in the first place for the church.
他叫一切成为一个，也就是为着教会。
You see, it says here that in him all the fullness dwells.
就说在他里面，神一切的丰盛都在他里面。
And he is the head of the body, the church.
但是这样的丰盛的主，就是教会的头。
Now he does not.Keep all things in himself as head and the body get nothing.
他并不会说他的一切的丰盛都在他的头里身体没有这个什么。
Our body is just for receiving what is in the head.
我们的身体就是从头接受一切。
Everything that our body does, it gets from the head.
我们的身体所有的行动都是从头脑从头来的。
You know that the body has no meaning without the head.
如果有一个身体没有头的话，那个身体就没有意义了。
And the head has no meaning without the body.
如果有头也没有身体，也没有意思。
Cut the head off from the body, and neither of them are of any use.
头和身体一分开，两个都没有用。
So as head of the church, which is his body,
他是教会的头。
All the fullness that is in him is for the body.
所有的丰富在头里的也都是为着身体的。
In the companion letter to the Galatians, the letter to the Ephesians,
与这个哥罗西书作伴的就是以弗所书。
That is stated quite precisely.
里面是讲得非常的清楚的。
It says that God gave him to be the head over all things to the church.
是说神叫基督为着教做元首为着教会做万有的头。
Now make sure that you recognize what that says.
请各位记得我所说的刚才说的。
It does not say that he was made head over all things in the church.
他并不是说在万有里他做头在教会里做头。
Of course that is quite true.
这也是实在的。
But it does say he was made head over all things to the church.
这里是说他为教会做万有的手。
Do you recognize what that means?
你能够感觉这到底什么意思吗？
Here are the all things which were created.
在这里，万有是创造的，都在这里。
And here is the church.
这里有一个教会。
Christ is head over all things.
教会是这里万有的头。
To the church.
是为着教会。
All things in him are for the church in the first place.
第一，一切在万有里面的都是为着教会。
The apostle said to the Corinthians, all things are yours.
保罗对哥林多的信徒说，万有都是你们的。
Whether life or death,
无论是生，无论是死。
Or principalities or powers,
或是真的，或者是掌权的。
All things are yours.
一切都是你的。
And ye are Christ.
你们就是基督的。
And Christ is God.
但是基督又是赐福神的。
So that he holds all things in the first place for the church.
所以他是把握那万有的是为着教会。
His fullness is first of all for the church.
他的丰盛第一是为着教会。
So John says, of his fullness have all we received.
他说在他的丰盛里面我们领受了一切。
The church inherits all things in Christ.
教会在基督里面承受万有。
The letter to the Hebrews puts it in this way.
以弗所书是这样说。
We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
我们是神的后嗣，与基督一同做神的后嗣。
Jesus Christ is God's heir to all things.
基督是神万有的承受者。
And we, the church, are joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
我们也与基督一同承受万有。
This is a wonderful new creation truth.
这是新创造的真理的，是非常的特别的。
Now look at that 18th verse yet once more.
我们再看第十八节这里说的。
He is the head of the body, the church.
他是教会全体之首。
Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead?
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。
He, Jesus, is the firstborn from the dead.
就是主耶稣，他是从死里首生的。
But the church is also the church of the firstborn one.
所以教会也是这个首生的。
That is a quotation from the letter to the Hebrews.
在希伯来里面有引导这句话。
First, the apostle there says, we are come unto the church of the firstborn one.
是说我们是教会里的那个首生的。
That means two things.
这里有两件事。
Firstly, it means that the beginning of Christ is with the church.
第一，就是基督在开头的时候，就是与教会同在。
Firstly, it means that the beginning of Christ is with the church.
第一，就是基督在开头的时候，就是与教会同在。
That is all that Christ is as the beginning is for the church.
就是基督在起头的那一切都是为着教会。
God begins with the church through his son.
神 在开始的时候就是借着他的儿子而有教会。
After his son, the next thing is the church.
那么有了子以后第二件事就是教会。
These are the first two things in the mind of God.
在神的心意中就是这两件大事。
His son and his son's church.
就是他的儿子和他儿子的教会。
Now the firstborn is always the heir.
首生的总是承受这个产业。
He inherits all things.
他承受万有。
You know what an important place the firstborn has in the Bible.
你知道这长子和头生的在圣经里是非常的重要。
If the church is the church of the firstborn one,
如果教会是那个首生的，
then the church is the heir with Christ of all things.
所以教会就能与基督一同承受万有。
The point is that the church comes first next to the Lord Jesus.
这里就是说基督以后连下去的就是教会。
And then there is one other statement here.
在这里他又提到一件事。
Chapter 2.
在第二章这里。
Verses 9 and 10.
第九节和第十节。
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him ye are made full.
第九节。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体地居住在基督里面，你们也在他里面也得了丰盛。
In the letter to the Ephesians, that is put in this way.
写着以弗所的书信是这样说的。
And gave him to be head over all things to the church, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
以弗所是这样说，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体。
If the church is the church of the firstborn one,
如果教会是首生的,
if the church is the beginning with Christ,
如果在起头的时候教会就是与基督同在,
then the church is chosen to be the vessel of his fullness.
那么教会就是被拣选做他丰满的。
If the first part of this letter presents the greatness of Christ,
如果头一部分是讲到基督的那个伟大，
and we all agree that it does,
我们大家都承认这实在是的，
there is no place in Scripture where the greatness of Christ is set forth as it is in this letter.
在圣经没有第二个地方讲到基督的伟大，像哥罗西书这里所讲的一样。
This is the greatest presentation of the Lord Jesus that we have in the Bible.
在哥罗西这里所讲的是唯一的一个地方讲到我们的主基督是怎样的伟大丰盛。
If that is true as to the Lord Jesus,
如果现在基督我们的主是实在的，
and all that is to find its expression in the church,
那么这样的丰满这样的伟大都要在教会里彰显出来。
The church is the chosen vessel for all that.
因为教会就是被拣选，就是为着这个。
Then the church must be a very great thing.
所以教会应该是一件很大的事情。
It must be a very wonderful thing.
也是一个很奇妙的事情。
I think we all need.To see in a new way what a great thing the true church is.
我们应该要一个新的看法，到底教会是什么东西。
Then pass to the next thing.
我们看到第二件事。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 20.
我们看第二章二十节。
If ye died with Christ,
如果你们若与基督同死。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
If ye were raised together with Christ,
你们如果真与基督一同复活，
seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God.
就当求在上面的事，哪里有基督坐在神的右边？
Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
What does that mean?
这里是说的是什么意思？
If we are to come into all the meaning of that fullness in Christ,
如果我们要完全认识在基督里的这个丰满的意义，
then we must live on heavenly ground and not on earthly ground.
那么我们的生活是要站在属天的地位，而不是属地的地位。
Our hearts must be occupied with heavenly things.
我们的心思要一直思念天上的事。
Our lives must be taken up with heavenly things.
我们的生命都是为着属天的事。
We have died to merely earthly things as being our life.
我们本来与世界的一切当着我们生命的，我们都向他们死。
We were raised with Christ.
我们也与基督一同复活了。
And that means that we are alive only to heavenly things.
所以我们活着只有看到地上的事。
The sisters have to look after their homes and their children.
姊妹们，你要管理家务，看孩子们。
The brothers have to look after their business.
说弟兄们，你们要顾到你们的事业。
A man who is risen with Christ.
但是与基督一同复活的人。
Has higher things than those.
还有比这些更高的事。
They do their business for the glory of Christ.
他们做生意有职业是为着基督的。
And while they should do their business thoroughly.
他们也应该认真来做事业。
They also have the interests of the Lord more at heart than their business.
他们应该对主的事应该要更有兴趣。
And when they have done their day's work thoroughly,
如果他们天天是这样的认真的来过生活，
then their real interest begins.
那么真正的兴趣注意的就开始了。
It's the things of heaven.
这就是天的事情。
That's why you're here tonight.
所以为什么缘故你们今天是在这里？
Many of you have had a busy day.
你们或者今天一天忙忙碌碌。
In the home and in the business.
或者是在家庭里，是在事业里。
You have done your work for the glory of Christ.
所有是做的一切为着荣耀基督。
But you were glad when you could leave that and come to the place where the things of the Lord are being spoken about.
你就也很欢喜地撇下一些别的事，来到这里听关乎主的事。
Perhaps you got your work done as quickly as you could.
或者你快快地把你的工作做好了。
You got the things in the home settled up.
你家里的事也安排好了。
And the business completed.
你的生意也做完了。
And your main thought was, let me get to that meeting.
你的一心一意就是我今天晚上要来聚会。
These things are all right in their place, but the main thing is the Lord.
你那些日常的事情也都是正当的，但是主要的目的就是为着主。
Your hearts are really set on heavenly things.
你的心是完全注意属天的事情。
If it is like that, we shall come into the fullness of Christ more and more.
如果是这样的话，我们就要一天过一天，更多的进入基督的丰富。
If our homes or our businesses are the only thing we live for,
如果我们单单这个家庭啊，或者事业，我们为着这些活着，
we certainly shall not come to the fullness of Christ.
我们就没有法子进入基督的丰富。
So here we are told that if we are to come to the fullness, we must set our affections on things above.
所以这里说，如果我们要进入基督的丰富，我们就要注意是天上的事情。
There are a lot of other things in this letter.
在这本书里面还有很多事。
We are not really studying the letter to the Colossians.
其实我们也不是仔细来读哥罗西书。
We are only looking at it from one standpoint.
我们只有站在一个观点上来读它。
And that is the standpoint of the new creation.
我们这个观点就是新造的观点来看它。
I think we have said enough to show what the new creation is.
我想过去是说的，关乎新造的已经说得够多了。
The new creation, may I repeat, is first of all, Christ in His place.
我现在再重复说，就是说新造，就是说第一，就是基督，他应该有他的地位。
Christ in all things having the preeminence.
小基督在万有凡事上，就是万有上，他是居首位。
And then it is the church living on heavenly ground.
以后就是说到教会，也是活在属天的一个地位。
That is the new creation.
这就是新的创造。
Now seeing that we have to finish tonight.
今天晚上我们要告一个段落。
And I cannot begin to give you the message of the two letters to the Thessalonians.
我也不能多多讲到帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
There is only time for me to say this one thing.
我在这个时间里我只说一件事。
The two letters to the Thessalonians are occupied with one subject.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书就是有一个题目。
It is one subject in two parts.
不过就是一个题目分着两部分。
In the first letter to the Thessalonians,
在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书
it is the Lord's coming in relation to believers.
就是主耶稣基督再来的时候对于圣徒怎样
In the second letter, it is the Lord's coming in relation to the world.
第二方面就是基督来的时候对与世界有什么关系
But it is one subject in two parts.
这就是一个题目有两部分
And I am so glad that these letters come where they do in the arrangement of the New Testament.
我很欢喜这两本的书在安排上刚刚好在它合适的地位。
You will remember when we began these meditations.
我想你们还记得我们默想这些书的时候头开端的时候是什么
I said that the arrangement that we have in our New Testament is not the arrangement in the order in which the books were written.
我已经告诉各位今天我们这个新约圣经的排列的那个次序。不是照着那个著作者写的时间的那个次序排列。
If we had the arrangement as the books were written, it would be very different.
如果是照着那个写书的情形来安排的话，那情形就完全不同了。
For instance, we should have to have the Gospel of John right at the end of the New Testament.
好像我们就要把约翰福音啊放在新约的差不多末了那里去了。
For it was practically the last thing written by an apostle.
使徒就是写这本书是在幕后的，就是时代的。
But we have got the divine order.
但是我们今天的信仰是由神圣的一种的安排。
We have got the spiritual order.
我们也有属灵的安排。
So we see that Romans comes first in these letters.
所以在这些书信，罗马是头一本的书。
In the arrangement that we have,
我们今天圣经的排列是这样。
And Romans is the foundation of the new creation.
所以这个罗马书是新创造的根基。
And in our arrangement, the letters to the Thessalonians come last.
那么在这里的安排，帖撒罗尼迦前后书是放在这九封书信的最后一本。
And that is quite right because it's about the Lord's coming.
这样放也是很对的。因为是讲到主耶稣再来的事情。
Everything leads on from Romans to the coming of the Lord.
所有的事就是从罗马书那里一直开始，一直进到主耶稣再来。
And when the Lord comes, the new creation will be completed.
当主耶稣基督来的时候，那个新创造才可以说是完全的。
All we have to say is to point to that top stone.
我们现在要讲的就讲那个最高的那个最高的那一块的石头一样。
And you will recognize that that is a quotation from the Old Testament.
那里是引到旧约的话。
And they shall bring forth the top stone with shoutings of grace, grace unto it.
就是说要 只要把这个最后的那一块石头带来，我们在那里就欢呼说恩典，恩典。
The crown of all will be grace.
在这一切的那个观点，最高峰的那个地方都是恩典。
If you go through all these nine letters,
如果你读过这九封的书信，
you will find that a large place is given in every one of them to grace.
里面是讲的，无论哪一个人，里面都是提到那个恩典的问题。
Everything is through grace.
每一件事都是借着恩典。
So all his works are crowned with grace.
所以他所有的工作就是用恩典好像来做冠冕一样。
When the work is finished,
work. 当这个工作完毕的时候，
and the Lord comes,
主就来了，
then we shall all shout, it is all of grace.
我们就大声呼喊说一切都是恩典。
They shall bring forth the top stones with shoutings of grace.
那个时候就带进那个最高的最高峰的那一块石头，我们在那里呼叫说这一切都是恩典。
We shall owe everything to the grace of God.
我们对神的恩典实在亏欠了一切都是亏欠。
Shall we pray?
我们先祷告。
Lord, we do thank Thee for the wonderful revelation that Thou hast given us in Thy Word.
主啊，我们要谢谢你，借着你的话，你给我们启示。
We thank Thee for the greatness of Thy Son, our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们要谢谢你，给我们你的儿子是何等的伟大的一位。
We thank Thee for the greatness of the Church. Into which we are called.
我们也谢谢你，我们今天这一代被呼召归入这一个大的教会。
We thank thee for the glorious hope of his coming again.
我们也谢谢你，因着他再来，你给我们有个荣耀的盼望。
And if we thank thee for anything more than anything else, it is for thy grace.
哦，神啊，我们要谢谢你。你给我们的一切都是因着你自己的恩典。
How wonderful is the grace of God!
哦，神的恩典是何等的奇妙！
By which we have been called into the fellowship of His Son.
你今天叫我们与你的儿子一同有份。
By which we have been called into membership of His body.
我们今天也被呼召是做他的身体上的肢体。
And by which we have been called into the glorious hope of His coming again.
我们也被呼召来等候他那第二次再来的荣耀的盼望。
At the end of these hours together, we want to worship Thee.
哦，在这幕僚的聚会的幕僚的时候，我们要敬拜你。
We want to praise the Lord together.
我们要一同来赞美我们的主。
We ask thee to write thy word deeply in our hearts.
主啊，我们愿意这些话能够深刻在我们的心里面。
And although we do not understand it all, may it make a very great impression upon us.
哦，虽然我们不能完全的理会一切，但愿这些大的事在我们里面一个深的印象。
May we live from day to day under the impression of the greatness of Christ.
当然我们每一天的生活都受了基督教的伟大，受了极大的影响。
And the greatness of our calling in Him.
哦，也叫我们更多的认识我们在他里面的被召也是何等的伟大一件事。
So we take out the words of the apostle.
所以我们就要照使徒的话说。
And we say, unto Him be the glory,In the church and in Christ Jesus unto all ages forever and ever.
当然他在教会中在基督耶稣里这就荣耀从世世代代永永一直到永永远远。